This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hello, everybody!
Renny Roo.
What?
Episode 102! Your nickname is Renny Roo. Renny Roo 102. How are you? How are you, Renny Roo, for 102?
Tired.
You know, it's just a rhyme. Do you have the flu?
No, I don't.
Do you like to chew gum?
Not really.
Not really. We had such a big weekend, didn't we?
Yeah.
So many things going on. We had to go to show choir and volleyball, and you got to go to the pool today. You had a friend sleep over last night. Brooks got to go with a friend today because he gets to do nothing ever, so he actually got to do something today. But it's been nice outside, so you played outside. We went over to your grandma and grandpa's house. And now it's time to record the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how are things lately? I haven't seen you since episode 100. Well, I've seen you, but they haven't heard from you since episode 100. How are things?
Great.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. You know what will make your day even greater?
Podcast.
Jokes. Do you want to hear some?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. The first joke comes from listener Molly. Thanks, Molly. What did 0 say to 8?
Nice belt.
Nice belt. Ah, when I first heard that joke, I just laughed. Such a great joke. Nice belt. Nice belt, 8. Oh, what is the other joke? What did 0 say to 10? Who's your skinny friend?
I don't know. I've never heard that one.
Do you get it, though? Because 10 is a 1 and a 0?
I guess. That one's not really good.
I thought that one was good. Okay. The next joke comes from listener Trip. Thanks, Trip. What do you get when you cross a cow with a sheep? A bad mood. Makes sense.
It does.
And our last joke comes from listener Parker. Thank you, Parker. What is the best day to eat bacon? Friday.
Oh, I was going to say that.
I believe any day is the best day to eat bacon.
See?
I love bacon.
So do I.
It is not good for you, though, but it sure tastes delicious.
Yeah.
All right. After those wonderful jokes, thank you, everybody. Are you ready to do 102 Renny Roo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started!
Round number 1, the category is Big Cats. Question 1. Which big cat species is sometimes referred to as the ghost of the mountains due to its elusive nature? Question 2. What is the name of the fictional tiger character in The Jungle Book? Question 3. What is the term for a female lion? Question 4. Which big cat species is native to the forests of Central and South America and is the largest cat species in the Americas? Question 5. Which big cat is famous for its ability to climb trees? Question 6. Which big cat is the national animal of India? Question 7. A coalition is the name of a group of what type of big cat? And now the answers to round number 1. Question 1. Which big cat species is sometimes referred to as the ghost of the mountains due to its elusive nature? Elusive means like you don't see it very often.
Addie told me this one actually. It's snow leopard.
It is snow leopard. Yes. Snow leopards are beautiful. And they have big fluffy tails that they wrap around themselves like a blanket. We learned about that in a previous episode. Question 2. What is the name of the fictional tiger character in The Jungle Book?
Shere Khan.
Shere Khan! That's a very menacing name. Oh, Shere Khan. Scary. I'd be scared of a tiger named Shere Khan. I'd be scared of a tiger named Lollipop. Question 3. What is the term for a female lion?
A cat.
A lioness.
Nice.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yep. Lions and lionesses. Question 4. What big cat species is native to the forests of Central and South America and is the largest cat species in the Americas?
Puma.
Puma's a good guess. The answer is jaguar. Jaguar is the animal that shows up in every baby book that has an animal associated with a letter. It's like I is for iguana and J is always for jaguar. And then Q and X are difficult because nothing starts with those letters. Quail, or we had one that was a quetzal and it was a type of bird, but yep, jaguar. Question 5. Which big cat is famous for its ability to climb trees?
Jaguar, I don't know.
It's a leopard. Leopards can stalk their prey, including antelopes and gazelles, drag it up, and eat it in the trees. This keeps their food safe from scavengers like hyenas. How impressive is that?
That is good.
Could you imagine dragging an entire deer or an antelope up a tree?
That'd be hard.
That would be hard, but it's smart because then they keep those scavengers away. Question 6. What big cat is the national animal of India?
Tiger.
Yep. Bengal tiger. Correct. Good guess. Question 7. A coalition is the name of a group of what type of big cat?
We said this one. I am lucky.
What is it?
It's a cheetah.
Group of cheetahs is called a coalition. That is correct. Have you ever seen a coalition of cheetahs?
On TV.
Have you ever seen a murder of crows?
Yes.
Have you ever seen a parliament of owls?
No.
Have you ever seen a flamboyance of flamingos?
Yes.
Have you ever seen a blessing of unicorns?
No.
I wonder how long I could keep going. Pod of dolphins. All right, I'll be done now. Round number 2. The category is bones. Question 1. What is the largest bone in the human body? Question 2. There are 27 bones in which part of the human body? Question 3. What hilarious part of your body actually isn't a bone at all? Question 4. Which bone protects the brain? Question 5. Where is the smallest bone in a human body located? Question 6. If you broke your clavicle, which bone did you break? Question 7. Worms would not know that the name of the bones that make up the spinal column are called what? Answers to round numero dos. Question one. What is the largest bone in the human body?
Your ribs are connected into one. Is that your biggest?
The answer is femur, which is also your thigh bone. So the top of your leg, above your knee, below your hip, this big bone right here is your femur. And that's the biggest one.
Widest or the tallest?
Both. If you break your femur, boy, you got into some serious stuff because that thing is big.
No kidding.
Question two. There are 27 bones in which part of the human body?
The vertebrae.
The answer is your hand. Your hand has 27 bones. How many bones do your feet have?
28.
26. You were close. So there's more bones in your hand than there are in your feet, but only by one. Question three. What hilarious part of your body actually isn't a bone at all?
Funny bone.
That is correct. The funny bone is a nerve that runs along the outside of your elbow. It's called the ulnar nerve. When it bangs or rubs up against your humerus, which is one of the bones in your upper arm, it creates the strange or tingling sensation from which it gets its name.
Funny bone.
It does feel very bizarre when you hit your funny bone, but it's not funny. Like when you hit it, it doesn't make you laugh. It does kind of hurt.
Yeah, I feel like funny bone sounds like a dance move or something.
Do the funny bone? Would that be like, ow, like shake your arm like a chicken wing and kind of wince in pain?
I don't want to have a funny bone. I don't want to.
Question four, which bone protects your brain?
Skull.
That is correct. Your skull. Question five, where is the smallest bone in a human body located?
Your ear.
It is your ear. It is called the stapes bone.
They're not even really bones. Like, in your ear, it feels like they're not bones.
Well, your ear is made out of cartilage, but there is a bone inside your ear.
That's right. That there's, like, it's, like, in your
kind of by your eardrum, somewhere around there. But, yeah, your ears itself and, like, the tip of your nose is made out of cartilage, like what a shark's made out of. Question six. If you broke your clavicle, which bone did you break?
For some reason, it sounds like something like right here.
Like your hips?
Yeah.
Or your pelvis?
Something like that.
The answer is your collarbone. Right above your ribs, below your neck. There's sort of...
Where a shirt line would be?
Yeah, right where your shirt collar is. There's sort of a hump, dip, hump-shaped bone above your ribs, below your neck. And that is the bone that is broken most often in a human body.
Really? I've never broken any bones.
I have broken one bone in my foot one time, and that was it, thankfully. Brooks broke his leg, thanks to your sister Quinn, when he was a baby. We'll get into that some other time. Question seven. Worms would not know that the name of the bones that make up the spinal column are called what?
Bones.
They're your vertebrae. And why wouldn't worms know what they were called? Because worms are invertebrates. They don't have vertebrae.
Oh.
That one kind of confused you, didn't it?
First I was like, worms don't...
Worms don't know anything. Sorry if that confused you. Round number three. The category is clothes. Question one. What is the earliest form of clothing worn by humans made from? Question two, what was the name of the garment commonly worn by men in ancient Rome, consisting of a draped cloth fastened at the shoulders? Question three, which fabric was commonly used for clothing in ancient China and is made from the fibers of the silkworm cocoon? Question four, what is the traditional Scottish garment characterized by its pleated tartan patterned fabric? Question 5. What is the name of the textile fiber obtained from sheep and other mammals? Question 6. What article of clothing has the nickname penguin suit? Question 7. On which part of your body would you wear stilettos? Answers to round 3. Question 1. What was the earliest form of clothing worn by humans made from?
It was animal skins.
Animal hides or animal skin. That is correct. Question 2. What was the name of the garment commonly worn by men in ancient Rome, consisting of a draped cloth fastened at the shoulders?
A toga.
A toga! I didn't know that you would get that one. How did you know that?
So in Mr. L, one time we were watching the thing where these ancient Greeks are like racing in like these giant carriages and horses. He was like, my toga started to rip. And I was like,
Toga, yes, very good. Question 3. What fabric was commonly used for clothing in ancient China and is made from the fibers of the silkworm cocoon? Silk.
Oh, that makes sense.
Do you know what silk is?
Yeah.
It's very, 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 very soft and smooth fabric. You guys, this is going to blow your mind. Well, it blew my mind. We'll see if it blows your mind. Silkworms make cocoons out of one long strand of fiber, which means that a fully unraveled cocoon results in a single string of silk. To unravel the cocoon, a silk worker or an automated machine will brush the cocoon to find the loose end and load it through a porcelain eyelet onto a reel that unravels the silk strand.
So would the silk strand be like 5 feet long?
I'm not sure how long. Pretty long. But one cocoon is made of one strand. And then they take... But you know, like if you have a ball of yarn and you find that one end of the yarn and then you unravel it, that is crazy. Question 4. What is the traditional Scottish garment characterized by its pleated, tartan-patterned fabric?
A kilt.
A kilt.
Whenever I think of a kilt, I think of someone holding a bagpipe.
Yes, bagpipes and kilts are synonymous. That means like you think of them at the same time. Question 5. What is the name of the textile fiber obtained from sheep and other mammals?
Wool.
It is wool. And sometimes I think wool sweaters, when they're 100% wool, are
itchy.
I bet those sheep feel so good after they get their wool cut off.
Yeah.
Could you imagine having all that on your back and then all of a sudden you just feel free and, oh, the sun can beat on your skin and, oh, I bet it's glorious for those sheep. Question 6. What article of clothing has the nickname penguin suit?
Tuxedo.
Very good. How do you know all these?
I don't know. I've just heard them around.
Yeah, a tuxedo or like a men's formal suit is known as a penguin suit. Question 7. On which part of your body would you wear stilettos?
I feel like it's like your hips or your wrists.
The answer is your feet.
I had it.
A stiletto heel or just stiletto is a shoe with a long, thin, high heel.
Whenever I said that, I thought of stilt and you said that pretty much.
Oh, stilt and stiletto? Oh. Huh, that maybe that comes from the word stilt. It never could be. You were very good at clothing. Good job.
Thank you.
Round number 4, the category is traveling. Question 1. How many wonders of the world are there? Question 2. In the Bahamas, you can swim with what type of animal not commonly found in the ocean? Question 3. In which country is Loch Ness? Question four. On average, about what percentage of flights are delayed per day? Question five. What is a journey to Africa to view wild animals in nature known as? Question six. How many hours is the world's longest flight that you can take? Question 7. If you wanted to visit the Emerald Isle, which European country would you be going to? Round number 4 answers. These questions make me want to go on vacation. Question 1. How many wonders of the world are there?
10.
There are 7 wonders of the world.
Jungle Cruise.
So they, the back of water.
The backside of water.
Oh, does he say that's one of the 7 wonders of the world and he just goes under that waterfall?
Yeah.
That's funny. So the 7 wonders of the world are the Colosseum in Italy, which is in Rome. So we didn't go there. Petra in Jordan. Chichen Itza in Mexico. Christ the Redeemer in Brazil, which is that big statue of Jesus from the movie Rio. It's on top of that mountain. Yep. Machu Picchu in Peru, the Taj Mahal in India, and the Great Wall of China. Of those 7, which would you pick to visit first?
Probably the one in Rome.
You'd want to go to the Colosseum in Rome? Rome is beautiful. I'd want to go to Petra in Jordan. Question 2. In the Bahamas, you can swim with what type of animal not commonly found in the ocean?
Lizards.
Pigs! Pig Beach, located on Big Major Cay, is a beach on an uninhabited island located in Exuma, the Bahamas. The island takes its unofficial name from the fact that it is populated by a colony of feral pigs which live on the island. So you can take a boat to this island and like feed them apples and they swim in the ocean with you. It's all these pigs. I think it would be kind of cool. Although we have so many pigs in Iowa, I feel like I'm gun pigs.
Yeah, and they smell.
They do smell. Question 3. In which country is Loch Ness?
I only know this because one time I was reading a book called Colossal Questions and it was about the Loch Ness Monster and it said something about Scotland.
That is correct. Loch Ness, home of the fictitious, maybe fictitious, Loch Ness Monster, is in Scotland. Do you believe that the Loch Ness Monster is real or not real? Wow, you're really thinking hard about this.
I mean, if you think about it, people have saw that they spot it. But, yeah.
You do think it's real? I don't think it's real. Question 4. On average, about what percentage of flights are delayed per day?
65%.
Nope, 20%. Fufda, 65% would be... I feel like 20% is bad enough, but...
Ben, do you mean in the winter or in the summer?
Well, that's a good question. There's probably more delays in winter. Well, unless there's like a big rainstorm or tornadoes or... So, anyway, 20% of flights are delayed every day. Question 5. What is a journey to Africa to view wild animals in nature known as? A safari.
Oh.
I don't think you thought very hard about that one before you gave up. Question 6. How many hours is the world's longest flight that you can take?
I feel like something in between 15 and 20 or 16 and 20.
What's your guess? Give me a specific.
18.
The longest flight. As of February 2024, is 18.5 hours. I'll give you that. The longest commercial flight that you can take is from New York City to Singapore, which is 9,585 miles and takes 18 and a half hours.
Imagine being the pilot, just being like...
That's why there's more than one pilot. I'm sure they have to switch off so they can sleep and... Oh man, that would be a doozy of a flight. Question 7. If you wanted to visit the Emerald Isle, which European country would you be going to?
Ireland.
Ireland is correct. Due to the vast greenery throughout the island, most of the Irish countryside is dotted with farms and national parks, while the landscape in almost every county is dominated by some of the greenest hills anywhere in the world. And Ren, what color is an emerald?
Green.
And what is your birthstone?
Green. I mean, emerald.
Yes. So the Emerald Isle is because Ireland is so lush and green and beautiful. So of those places we talked about, where would you want to visit?
Emerald Isle.
You'd want to go to Ireland? You wouldn't pick Pig Beach in the Bahamas?
No.
Round 5. The category is Disney characters. Question 1. What is the name of Pocahontas' mischievous raccoon friend? Question 2. Who is the main character and brilliant inventor kid in Meet the Robinsons? Question 3. In The Emperor's New Groove, who is the dim-witted and lovable sidekick of Emperor Kuzco? Question 4. In Peter Pan, who is the leader of the Lost Boys? Question 5. What is the name of the grumpy, woe is me donkey in Winnie the Pooh? Question 6. In The Princess and the Frog, who is the firefly with a romantic heart who falls in love with a star? Question 7. Who is the wisecracking parrot in Aladdin that is Jafar's sidekick? And now the answers to round 5. Question 1. What is the name of Pocahontas' mischievous raccoon friend?
Nabbit. I don't know.
His name is Miko. I didn't know his name either. I know exactly who I'm referring to. When you think of Pocahontas, she is synonymous with Miko. But I didn't know that was his name. Question 2. What is the name of the main character and brilliant inventor kid in Meet the Robinsons?
Lewis.
It is Lewis. Yeah, the little blonde kid that has spiky hair and glasses, and he looks like our cousin Drake.
And is an orphan.
He is an orphan. Oh, but he gets adopted, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He gets a nice family at the end. Question 3. In The Emperor's New Groove, who is the dim-witted and lovable sidekick of Emperor Kuzco?
Kronk.
I love Kronk. He is so funny.
I love pronouncing his name. Kronk.
Did we watch Kronk's New Groove the other day?
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite characters. He's not very smart, but he sure is a nice guy. Well, once he turns into a good guy and isn't the bad guy.
Well, he never really was a bad guy. He was tricked into being the bad guy, but he thought he was still doing
it. Okay, well, we love Kronk. Question 4. In Peter Pan, who is the leader of the Lost Boys?
In Peter Pan, I think it might be Peter Pan.
It is kind of a trick question. Not really. Yeah, Peter Pan is the captain of the Lost Boys. Question 5. What is the name of the grumpy, woe is me donkey in Winnie the Pooh?
Eeyore.
Oh, that's right. Eeyore is so sad, and everything is bad and gray and cloudy. I'm glad that you're not like that.
I'm not.
You're not. Question 6. In The Princess and the Frog, who is the firefly with a romantic heart who falls in love with a star?
That's right. Isn't it, what's the R?
I'll give you a hint. It is also my middle name.
Oh, Ray.
It is Ray. My middle name is spelled differently than his, but his name is Ray. It's kind of cute that he falls in love with a star because he's a firefly, and so he thinks the star in the sky is another firefly. So he falls in love with her. That is cute, although he's going to be really disappointed when it's not another firefly.
He will be. Like, he goes up there 5 hours later. How am I still not up there?
Right. How have I still not caught her? Question 7. Who is the wisecracking parrot in Aladdin that is Jafar's sidekick?
Yeah.
It is Iago. Great character in that movie.
He is.
What? Cave of Wonders. What?
That was good.
Thank you. And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question 1, which big cat species is native to the forests of Central and South America and is the largest cat species in the Americas?
Jaguar.
Question 2, if you broke your clavicle, which bone did you break?
Your collarbone.
Question 3. What was the name of the garment commonly worn by men in ancient Rome, consisting of a draped cloth fastened at the shoulders?
A toga.
Question 4. On average, about what percentage of flights are delayed per day?
20%.
Question 5. A coalition is the name of a group of what type of big cat?
Cheetahs.
Question 6. What is the name of Pocahontas' mischievous raccoon friend?
Miko.
Question 7. If you wanted to visit the Emerald Isle, which European country would you be going to?
Ireland.
And that's the end. Here come the shout-outs. Big Cats comes from listener Zinley.
Thank you, Zinley.
Bones comes from Bruce and Dana.
Thank you, Bruce and Dana.
History of Clothes comes from Lucy.
Thank you, Lucy. Traveling comes from Grayson, Dahlia, and Rowan.
Thank you, Grayson, Dahlia, and Rowan.
Disney Characters comes from Casey.
Not me. Thank you, Casey. All right. We've got some Patreon subscriber birthday shout-outs. Our first shout-out goes to listener Barrett, who is turning 7. Happy birthday, Barrett.
Happy birthday, Barrett.
Okay, Ren. And this week, the day that this podcast airs is a leap day. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Every 4 years, February has an extra day. And this year, we have one. So listener Elias turns 8 on February 28th.
Happy birthday.
And Elias was born 27 minutes before leap day. So he almost had a leap year birthday. Phew. Okay, and our last birthday shout-out comes from some kids named Aviv, Bina, and Ellie, and they wanted to wish their dad, Ross, a happy 11th birthday!
Happy birthday!
How is their dad 11? He was born on leap day, so he's only had 11 birthdays so far, so happy 11th birthday, Ross!
Happy birthday to you! Episode 102.
Y'all look like a monkey.
And you smell like one too. Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday.
And here's your conversation starter. If you could have one thing that you would want right now, what would it be?
Cat.
I figured you'd say a phone.
Cat.
A cat. Shocking. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you have not done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss a new episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can catch all of our live videos. You can email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com, and birthday shoutouts are available for Patreon subscribers.